have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is the Symphony of Faith. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures. In Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and 11th verse in the NIV says, "One who loves a pure heart and who speaks with grace will have the king for a friend." That means our heart and our mouth is synchronized to be a friend with the King of Kings. And so then what would be our testimony? In Psalm, the 21st division, the 2nd verse in the NIV says, "You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips." So you're seeing that we are synchronized for the pleasure of the king. And in return, we'll get the desires of our heart. So the Symphony of Faith is saying that our heart and our mouth is in sync to fulfill even a dream that is deferred. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our programming is the Symphony of Faith. Our heart and our mouth are in sync to fulfill even a dream deferred. We're going to make a couple of points regarding our heart and our mouth. In Proverbs, the 16th chapter, the 1st through the 3rd verse reads, "The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." It's saying that we should yield our heart and our mouth to God to receive his arrangements. And these are arrangements that he has made in advance. It's showing us that we should surrender our heart and our mouth to God. And secondly, we want to look in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, and the 21st through the 25th verses. And it reads, "The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." What we need to do is be able to ask the Lord what we should believe in our heart and say with our mouth. And in doing so, we set an environment to have an audience with the King. And he looks at that as worship. And as we worship him in spirit and in truth, we'll create an atmosphere that is pure intimacy and fellowship with the King of Kings himself. On our program today, you can enjoy the music of Michael Haygood. Now let's hear his selection, Worshippers, and I'll be right back.
Because you're Jehovah.
visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our programming is the Symphony of Faith. You see, our heart and our mouth are in sync to fulfill even a dream that has been deferred. We want to be able to rehearse the imparted truth until we can't be denied. In Job, the 33rd chapter, the 3rd and 4th verses, reads, "My word shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life." So we're seeing that we are speaking the knowledge of God that will cast down any imagination that will be against God. So that would be our declaration. The second thing we want to look at is expecting supernatural favor of a trusted friend to respond timely. In Psalm 119th division, the 57th and the 58th verses read, "Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word." Now we're saying we're making a designation now that we can come before the king because we have yielded our whole heart to him. And then third, we want to look at this, that we are going to study the promised word picture until it becomes our self-portrait. In Psalm, the 19th division and the 14th verse in the NIV says, "May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer." So those are just some of the things that we can do to make sure that our heart and our mouth are in sync with the King of Kings so that we can have a standing audience with the King of Glory. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.